1-800-567 today.
The Northwest is burning up. In Seattle, temperatures over 100 degrees. Put away the umbrellas. That is shocking. A new poll shows that just 4 in 10 approve of the president's handling of health care. And could a trip to the local beach lead to pink eye and some other health problems for you? We've got like 6,000 beaches in the United States, and I'll tell you some of the worst and some of the best. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney hanging with you, as usual, here on the mainland on America Tonight. First, though, we always start on Wednesday with Easy Ticket Mike talking a little sports. And the big news was Brett Favre, the drama somewhat done as he's decided to shove off from the Vikings and retire. Boy, he put them in an interesting situation. As I have a lot of connections with the Vikings, there's these rumors, oh, the Vikings are going to pick up Michael Vick. They got T-Jack and they got Sage Rosenfels, and it doesn't look like that they're going to go in any other sort of direction. But rumors are fun, and that's what happens when NFL training camps swing open, and they have swung open across the land. So without further ado, from the green room, he appears, Mike Davis. Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kate. How you doing?
Good. I mean, I've been working the phones with my buddies at the Fan in New York and some of my contacts at ESPN and even with some of the teams, and I talked to someone from the Vikings today, and they're not interested in Michael Vick. How about that? Because a lot of people assume, well, Brett Favre decides to go away, forget Jackson and Rosenfels, they'll go with Michael Vick and put him on the roster, but that doesn't look like the way it's going to be. But I think that the rumors with Vick will be one of the big-time storylines throughout training camp.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's going to be, you know, there was a big story in Dallas if Jones took him. He could be the backup quarterback, but I think he has to maintain Tony Romo's ego right now. So.
That's right, especially since he dumped his Hollywood girlfriend, Jessica Simpson, and so everybody's thinking now, well, she was the bad luck charm, you know, but there was all that talk about that before, which was silly, but it led to some interesting storylines as well during the season. Of course, the Cowboys rebounding really not from Jessica Simpson and Tony Romo's romance, but really from the fact that they got shellacked and humiliated against Philadelphia when they had a chance to get into the playoffs last year, and I think they'll use that as motivation to get them ready for the season, and certainly that's what I would do if I were Wade Phillips, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, you're right. They looked terrible against they didn't even show up, I think,
no,
in Philadelphia last year. But, of course, Philadelphia had a lot of momentum and reason to win that game. So, but, you know, we're right in the nick of training camp right now. So, you know, it's anybody's ball game right now, but I'm still looking for Pittsburgh and the Giants to be in the Super Bowl, but preseason picks usually don't pan out as they are. So.
Yeah, I'm saving my picks for a magazine article that's coming out, so I'm not going to say it yet till I see some of these training camps, but there are a lot of, neat things heading into the year, and of course, you're a ticket broker, so from your side of the fence, purely, this is just another exciting year in the NFL, and I can imagine you can pick out the big games. We talked about this last week.
Yeah, I picked up some Giant, Cowboy Giant tickets today and some Philadelphia Cowboy tickets, both of them playing here in Arlington Stadium. But a lot of the individual game tickets are going on sale now. So and so we're trying to build up our stock with those. There's a lot of brokers just do concerts. A lot of brokers just do sports. We try to maintain tickets for pretty much anything.
Yeah, how do you do that? How do you decide? I know we talked about this a little bit last week, but how do you decide what you think is going to be hot? Because you do ultimately, I mean, you have people telling you, like you said, the brokers, et cetera, but you do ultimately have to decide what you think you want to purchase, what you want to be involved in that will make money. How do you do that, especially with concerts?
Well, there's you know, some the groups that are hot right now are the ones that we're looking for. I mean, I've had a bunch of tickets that I get and they're I've sold them in about three or four days because they're such a hot group. You know, it depends on who it is. But there's a lot of country western singers out there that are really hot right now. Taylor Swift, it seems like everything that she does is, it just sells out real big time. Paul McCartney, he's coming here to Dallas, but he's on tour. He's doing a lot of different cities. U2, they're on tour right now, but some that are always doing real well. Pink, she's coming here into Dallas on my birthday, so I had some of those tickets, and they went real fast. There's the U.S. Ultimate Fighting Championship around the country. Those always do really well, and if you ever watch those things, how crowded those are, so you can't go wrong with having those tickets. Those are at a premium, real bit.
Yeah, no kidding. I agree with you there. And then baseball now, as we said last week, we were talking about this. We're really in the thick of the second half of the season, the true part of the season, because it's such a long, long year in baseball. It really is a marathon, there's no question. But the Dodgers are going wire to wire. They're still right in front of the pack, and they started that way, and they're still there.
Yeah, they're looking real good. I'm looking for them to be in the series as the NL. But like tonight, Detroit, they shellacked the Rangers. I think it was like something like 13-5. But the Rangers ended up winning the previous two games against them. So Detroit's ahead of the AL Central. Rangers, they're behind the Angels right now by a few games, but they're still maintaining. It's been a little cool here in Texas, so the Rangers haven't withered yet. So it's supposed to, as a matter of fact, it's supposed to get down to, I think, the high is 85 on Friday.
Yeah, boy, I was talking about Seattle. I'm going to talk about the Northwest burning up as we have listeners in Washington. In that neck of the woods, and what an opposite deal it is for them. They're not used to that, but they're supposed to get a little bit cooler, too, as well. The main thing is you can go to easy-ticket.com, easy-ticket.com. As Mike said, the tickets go fast for the hot concerts and whatnot, so you want to jump on that fast, you can get those premium seats. Mike, thanks. We'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, Kate. You have a good evening.
All right, you too. Hey, speaking of a quick headline in sports, I'd have to say that it was exciting to watch Michael Phelps bounce back, now rebounding big time with a world record, because he was so mortified. I think he's not used to losing, let's face it. And he bounced back in the 200 fly and set a record. So there's a lot of talk about these suits, you know, the suits that the guys were wearing and the women were wearing, of course, at the Olympics, and the fact that they're going to be banned within a year. And, you know, Michael was able to win that 200-meter butterfly at the World Swimming Championships in Rome. So he did have another swimsuit issue, though, coming up in sports shorts. I'll tell you all about that. There has been so much of a fight over these swimsuits. Everybody was wondering what Michael Phelps was going to do. What was he going to wear? And I'll talk about that a little bit later. Coming up next, though, it's healthcare. That's what's on the docket. It's on your mind. Hey, baby, it's on my mind big time. That's Round the Bend here on ATN.
Dr. Joni.
And I'm Esther. We're the hosts of Love Her Right on WebTalkRadio.net. We want your relationships to be the most passionate they can be.
Listen in for the hottest information and insight into every aspect of sexual and emotional intimacy. Join us and find out how to love her right.
Love Her Right. Now playing on WebTalkRadio.net.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 29, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $936.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $963.08, $481.54 for the half ounce, or $240.77 for the quarter ounce. That's $963.08, $481.54, and $240.77.
bailout equals market distortions, increased money supply while productivity is going down. Wall Street is receiving injections of liquidity while smaller companies are forced to concede. Companies too big to fail are now using the tax dollars to increase market share, paying fat dividends. Are you wondering why supplies of gold and silver coins are decreasing rapidly, leaving the public scrambling to accumulate what's left? Fiat currency's value is based on trust, fiscal responsibility. Is Congress and the White House acting responsibly, earning your trust, or is it time to ensure your hard-earned wealth? Midas Resources offers economic insurance, gold and silver coins, 800-686-2237. Do you believe that more bailout will solve our economic problems, or would you like to call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237? That's Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
To slow down on this health care reform bill, this battle that's been raging now for the last couple of weeks. And I've said it all along, what is the race to suddenly get this done? Do we need some reforms? Of course. Has this been talked about for decades? Yes. So now all of a sudden there's this timetable, and let's not even read the 1,000 pages plus and know what we're getting into. Let's just hurry up and figure out a way to appease everyone politically and push it through, push it through. Well, Congressman Paul Ryan, a Republican from Wisconsin, said exactly what I've been saying all along, and then addressed the answer pretty much at the end of it is, you know, what some people are saying is, well, can't you just stay around? Why do you have to take that August recess? Don't you just want to finish this? But it's the same thing. You're pushing, pushing, pushing. And it hasn't really been vetted out. So here's what he said on one of the shows today.
Cost. I mean, I don't think that's being abusive. I have already proposed other legislation. A number of Republicans are proposing alternatives. You can look at the Patient's Choice Act on my Facebook page, and you'll see there are many proposals that we put out there to say, let's get everybody insured. Let's get everybody insured who has pre-existing conditions. You can do this without the government taking it over, without all these new taxes and new spending programs. And so we want to see health care reform done, but we want to do it right. And if you rush this thing through before anybody even knows what it is, that's not good democracy. That's not doing our work for our constituents. What's wrong with going home for August, having town hall meetings, listening to our constituents, and then coming back in September and doing this right? Let's just concede the point. You're right. We could work this thing through, but we shouldn't rush this thing through just to rush it through for some artificial deadline. Let's get this thing done right. And so, look, there, we have differences of opinions here, but the problem that this plan has experienced is it has run face into the facts. And the facts are the Congressional Budget Office is telling us this makes our fiscal situation worse. This increased health care costs. It doesn't decrease health care costs. This program, this new entitlement that's being proposed, grows faster than Medicare and Medicaid. It creates huge deficits now and even larger deficits in the future. That's not my opinion. That's what the Congressional Budget Office is telling us. And that does not meet the president's proposal. That does not meet the president's goal of bending the health care cost curve and being deficit neutral.
All right, so what's the latest? Across the Capitol with the firings back and forth, pretty much what you're hearing is it's not going to happen until the fall. But wait a second, we're burning the midnight oil. Apparently they were there almost all night long. When I say they, some of the committee, and trying to sway the Blue Dog Dems, right? So after weeks of beating this to a pulp, but not really vetting it out and letting everybody know what the specifics were in the so-called bill, the House Democrats did make some kind of peace with the rank and file, they would say, conservatives, and actually cleared the way for a vote in September on this big old sweeping health care legislation. So you still have time to get on the phones if you don't agree with some of what's been talked about. Also, bipartisan Senate negotiators say they've got some progress to talk about as well. In fact, on this bill to extend coverage to 95% of everybody in America without raising federal deficits, really. They being those involved in this, including Senator Charles Grassley of Iowa, who you heard from last night on this show, says he says basically we're on the edge. We're almost there. And these have been secretive talks. Senator Max Baucus from Montana, the Democrat, who's the chairman of the Finance Committee, is saying, because we're talking about the money, how much money is this? Where are we getting the money? Tell us about that. Showed that the cost of the Senate plan was below $900 billion. And they're actually saying now that this would also mean an increase in employer-sponsored insurance. See, I still worry that we're going to have this bloated piece of a bill that basically pushes businesses to abandon any of the coverage they currently offer up to employees because they just can't afford it. They just decide, well, we can't go there. We can't do this. I still feel like it's pretty shaky, but we'll see when they come back in September as to whether or not they're going to have a quick vote on this or not. So the House bill and the plan that's currently being reworked in the Senate pretty much would meet Obama's goal of giving health care to the people who don't have it now. And also somehow putting the brakes on health care costs across the board nationally. And see, I just keep, you know, call me a skeptic. I wish I could look through rose-colored glasses, but tell me how this is going to happen. How does this happen? There's some sleight of hand going on here. Now, Baucus reported that the Senate, hang with me, I'm not boring you, I don't want to bore you with a bunch of prickly details, but this is important. Okay, so Baucus is saying that the Senate finance measure basically carries that price tag under $1 trillion that we mentioned. And it included only the cost of the first year of a 10-year, $245 billion program to increase the doctor fees under Medicare. And then the House Democrats had something similar that they tried to push, pump through, and that excluded the entire $245 billion when they were saying that their bill wouldn't add to the deficit. And, I mean, these are hours and hours and hours and hours of talks, way into the wee hours, to try to figure out how they're going to do this. But see, here's the thing. There are already people saying, we don't support this. There are a ton of people that are against this. And even one of the Congress folks from California said, you know, how many people are against this? They can't be taking us serious if they're going to move forward with this. So I don't know. To me, it seems as though there's a lot of grandstanding. There's a lot of pumping out 1 second positive information. Ooh, we got to pull back on this. Okay, people are complaining about this. Oops, it leaked out to the American people that, yeah, we're going to tell older people, maybe they're going to have to take this pill instead of that pill because really should we prolong their life if it's going to cost us too much money? Mm-hmm. And if you actually read the pages, it's confusing, but that's pretty much what it says. It doesn't suggest euthanasia, but it suggests if you're terminal, that you're just going to stay terminal. There's no magic potion or 10 million doctors you're going to go see to try to figure out how they can prolong your life a little bit more. And so the problem is, where does that point begin? Where does that point end? And I don't think a lot of people are on board with it. I really don't. Now, you also have Majority Leader Harry Reid, who's given Max Baucus months to see compromise across those party lines to see if it's possible. And they still want to see a bipartisan deal come out of this whole thing. I don't think they're going to see this because it still comes back to the money. It still comes back to how are you parceling this out beyond 1 year? How is this going to work? What is this insurance plan going to consist of? What's going to help pay for the bill? And it can't just be Botox, because not enough people are going to get Botox. That 10% tax is going to pay for $900 billion. It's not going to happen. I mean, California, isn't that where they get the most Botox? California, isn't that the capital of plastic surgery? And then Florida, and then Dallas, Texas, good old Dallas, Texas. Well, I don't think the Dallas broads, the California ladies, or the women in Florida are going to be able to float health care. It's not happening. So there has to be a stronger answer. And then, oh, the rich will just pay for it. It doesn't work either. Because we'll take the rich, and then we'll take the rich wives and the Botox. I mean, forget about it. It's going to have to be blended somehow. And sure, we know the Democrats have a majority, right? Certainly in the Senate, there's a majority, absolutely no question about it. And I don't see how this is, the way it's looking now, I don't see this as bipartisan. But the bottom line is, I care about your part in this and my part in this. And we're not voting on any of these. We're not getting the vote, but we have representation. And how are our reps going? Which way are they going? Congressmen and, of course, senators as well. Where does this all end up? Because the blue dogs have to set up that health care vote. Enough have to be swayed. And that was the idea. There was the big pressure on the blue dogs. And some of them have been swayed. I think what I heard, the latest I heard from somebody on the Hill is like 4 of 7 are buying into some of the things now that have come up. But I still don't see a vote on this until September. And they're not going to not recess in August. That's just not going to happen. If you want to weigh in some more on health care, you can certainly do that. We're going to talk about other things as well, of course, on America Tonight, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. What else is going on? Well, when it comes to weather, I mentioned this now twice. Man, we've seen some freaky patterns in the Northwest, and then very, very cool in the New York area. So what's happening in your neck of the woods? Are you enjoying some decent temperatures? Are you frying alive? That's coming up next here on ATN.
Someday a real rain will come and wash all this scum off the streets.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Listening to me in Washington, particularly anywhere around Seattle, it's 103 degrees. That's what it was the other day in Seattle. Portland, the temperatures are above 100 as well. And so you're seeing these signs all over the place that we don't have any fans. We're also out of air conditioners. Can you imagine? I've been to Seattle probably about 4 or 5 times. Beautiful place. Every time I've been there, it is, yes, raining, the stereotype. And it's never been hot, never. So usually you have a much cooler climate, right? Now you got people that are just not used to it. They don't know what the rest of us have gone through when you live in a place where you shake and bake. A place like Texas, a place like Florida where you have the humidity. Or the desert, Arizona, Albuquerque, New Mexico. They deal with warm temperatures. Hey, for that matter, in the Northeast, sometimes you deal with some pretty brutal temperatures. So the National Weather Service is hitting these incredible highs. In fact, that 103 degrees at the Seattle-Tacoma International Airport broke a record. You know when that record was set? 1941. Mm-hmm. That's when they first hit that mark. So, and you know what you get? How many people can relate to this? Because I am a lightning fan, as long as it doesn't hit me. But that dry lightning, you get that dry lightning, it's pretty to watch in the sky. But guess what? It's not so good when it creates fires. And in Washington, you're starting to see this. In fact, in central Washington, that lightning, they think, is what sparked a fire that forced, you know, 200 families out of their homes in the middle of the night. And they think the probability, if this continues, of large fires is going to be pretty, pretty high. And most of the meteorologists are just scrambling because they haven't seen these kind of temperatures and haven't had to issue these kind of warnings to people. In Oregon, I mentioned Portland before, heat records big time, especially in the western part of the state, 106 degrees. So I'm not going to give you every record, but that goes back a long, long time ago. I mean, at one point, one of their records goes back to the 1850s that they had it recorded. So here's the thing. When you're not used to it, you know, when any kind of weather pattern is different than what you're used to, like I said, people are trying to get fans, trying to get air conditionings. Of course, they're all going out and they're not available. So because so many people are running to get them. You're trying to find shade, trying to get some kind of ice treats, whatever they are, ice cold water, the things that the rest of us have done our whole lives. And people are standing in line if they have to, whatever they have to do to cool off, because it's just that bloody brutal for them. So I feel for you in those areas. I know what it is like. But let's hope that those fires aren't sparked as a result of the dry temperatures, too, because you have so many wooded areas, so many beautiful forests there, that it's got those kind of conditions where you could see, with the excessive heat warning in effect, it could be pretty scary. But it's supposed to cool off at the end of the week. Don't know what the weather's like where you are, but I can bet, besides health care, that this is one of the topics always that's on the table. Whether you're at the barbershop, on the train, talking to somebody across from you, at the library perhaps, whatever it is that you do in your normal life, weather is always the common denominator, particularly if you get something unusual, then people are gonna talk about it. And heat is one of those things. It's just like snow. It's just like people running to the store to stock up because there's going to be an incredible blizzard. Well, now the same thing is happening. Donovan Madsen, of course, is in our home studios, our incredible facility in Minneapolis. And I can't remember the last time Minneapolis, I was thinking about this today, well, I can't remember the last time Minnesota had a wicked heat wave. Of course, you live there. Have you had trouble with the heat this summer?
Not this summer, but it has happened in years past. We'll occasionally get up to 104, 105 on the odd late July or early August day, but not this year so far.
But see, when that happens, because you're not used to those temperatures, this is kind of like the people in Seattle. Everybody runs to the hardware store. Everybody's scurrying to get fans or air conditioners or that kind of stuff.
Well, it happens often enough around here that I don't think there's big, huge pushes for that kind of thing. I guess native Minnesotans just get used to a really wide range in temperatures. Anything from 97 to 40 below is not worth commenting about.
40 below. Okay, this is the great question. This is the great debate. Would you rather be super, super hot or super, super cold? And you know what I would say? I would say I'd rather be cold, because I think you can put more layers on. And you can always take layers off. I mean, you have the scarves, the things you can wrap around. You have the thermals you can put on, the gloves. I mean, you can dress yourself up like an Eskimo if you want to, and then peel the layers off. I think it's tougher when you have a heat wave. And that's my point. For the people in Seattle, I think it's so much tougher than the cold. I'm sure somebody's going to call in and disagree with me. But...
Well, I have to disagree with you. I'd rather be too warm than too cold myself.
Yeah, but see, of course you said that because you're used to having to deal with the horrendous cold and not so much the heat. I just think the layer thing is easier. But it depends on what you're doing, too. I mean, are you constantly out in the elements? If you're out in the elements, it's probably tougher. And then when you say that you're talking about temperatures that are freezing and so far below, are you talking about dealing with snow and then it gets even colder and the snow hangs around? That can make a difference. Makes a difference with driving. You know, here's what's happening with the heat. You think, well, it doesn't really affect driving too much, but it does, because you have roads that melt. And that's what they're having in Seattle and Portland. Things are melting. I mean, not just the people, but you have roads that the tar is melting. And so that can be pretty obviously brutal on your car and the stuff that kicks up. And it's the same thing. Worried about driving conditions because you have roads that are being pulled apart. I mean, not that every road in Seattle is having that happen, but enough that it's causing some problems up there in particular. And a little bit of problem, I think, for the people of Portland as well. All right, I was talking about healthcare earlier, and that is the other big buzz. Besides weather, like I said, the other thing is healthcare. And the fact is that the latest poll that came out, it was an NBC poll that they did, showed, and I said this at the top, that only at this point 4 in 10 people approve of how President Obama is handling this whole healthcare reform deal. And here's the thing with the healthcare reform. It's something a lot of people didn't realize. And I agree with what we said, with what the congressman from Wisconsin said just a short little while ago. To me, the problem is, yes, there are absolute problems with healthcare. There are things that work and there are things that don't work. But the fact that you have to get this done within 6 weeks is ridiculous, because who has read this whole thing? Every day, I said this in our last America Tonight, and it's true, folks, you know this, every day something new and different keeps coming out of what the pages, what are on the pages. And the latest thing that became the hot button the other day is something similar to euthanasia. Like I said, it's not saying euthanasia, but one of the things that's talked about in there is, while we could save a lot of money, other countries do it, if somebody's really, really sick, if they're at the point where they're on their last legs, so to speak, why are they going to doctors, getting more medicine, getting more treatment that is costing more and more money? Wouldn't it be more responsible to call it a day and rely on hospice and fade out? That's a horrible way to describe that, fade out. But for lack of a better way of saying it, that's what I'm going to say. So it's not euthanasia, but it's making that decision, right? For sure. And not too many people realize that that was part of what was buried in the bill. Now, a lot of people made fun of Congresswoman Virginia Fox and Connor Cuckoo's Nest and all this other sort of stuff, because she was saying that this will kill people on Medicare. And so maybe the wording the wording was a little fearsome, but she was trying to make the point that in this debate about reducing costs and making health insurance more affordable, in the end, what are we doing? Are we saying that the older population is burdensome on all of us, and that we have to dump the older people? So it can't be a choice situation. I'm sure there's some people that are elderly that have gone through painful procedures, and maybe they don't want to have other treatments. They don't want the resuscitation and all that sort of stuff. But to make it a forced policy where there's a cutoff level, that's too creepy to me. That does go to the playing God thing, I think, because I think it should be a personal decision as to what kind of treatments that you're going to get, especially when you're talking about somebody who's lived a long life and they may have more years left. I mean, if a person falls ill with a life-threatening disease, this House bill that I guess would provide this Medicare coverage for an end-of-life consultation once every 5 years. So that means you schlep off to a doctor to hear the death scenario? It sounds creepy to me. I mean, it's reality. Life and death is reality. Death and taxes, absolutely. But would I really want to schlep off one of my parents into that situation, or a grandparent into that situation? And the answer is, yeah, absolutely not. 800-259-5791. Hang with us. You could weigh in on healthcare or anything else that you'd like to here on America Tonight.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
asking everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's premium, the letter E, cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
For you from that NBC Wall Street Journal survey, also, by the way, showing there's a slight drop in the overall job approval ratings for Barack Obama. He's still very popular overall. However, the approval rating has dumped to 53%. I think it shows that the public is restless and growing very weary about the federal government spending. And we have to point to the $787 billion economic stimulus that hasn't done anything. And now this possible $1 trillion plus health care bill. The health care plan, according to many that were surveyed, is just a bad, bad idea. And the problem is most people feel that the quality of their care might be getting worse, but God forbid, if this passes and it's this mumbo jumbo and you're going to have to pay three times more, right? Of course. So Americans who have private health insurance disapprove of Obama's job on health care. And this was what the margin was, 51% to 38%. That's the margin. The people who don't have insurance approve of his job, 52% to 29%. So there you go. You can only judge by what has happened previously. And as more time goes by, the more you get to watch this administration in action. And you do have to point to the economic stimulus as a big, fat flop. You cannot constantly point back to Bush or to the administration before that, and it's their fault before that, because this economic stimulus plan was their idea. This was the idea. Listen, a lot of people didn't want the stimulus. They were concerned about the stimulus and what it would do. And it hasn't done what it was supposed to do. That's the bottom line. And it's just clicked up the debt even more. Tomas is listening to us in Michigan. Hello, my friend.
Kate, I hear you talking about this part of the crazy health bill there that says that every 5 years you're going to have a end of life review or something like that. And,
right.
And they're putting the value on life already. Over here in Michigan, anyway, they're putting on the radio that the flu vaccine this year, the priority will be to young children and pregnant women.
Right.
You know? And that's in the 1,000-page health bill. So, in the military, we have an acronym. It's called KISS. Keep it simple, stupid. Okay? And mm-hmm. when you have a thousand pages, you know, it's... Yeah, the more rules you put into something, it's because the less you trust the human factor. I mean, in your show, I'm sure you had to sign some agreements, right? But the more you distrust somebody, the more stipulations you want written down. And they are trying to micromanage health and life from being born to dying. And then they want to do it like in 4 weeks. It's insane. And the whole world is watching this, you know. I'm sure all the other European countries, I don't know why anyone hasn't brought this up, but I don't think all these other European countries that had this health insurance did it in like, 3 months.
They didn't. And what people have to remember is, in England, it looks good, it sounds good, whatever. Hey, you want to have a baby, you go to the hospital, you don't have to pay $10,000, it's all paid for, you get 6 weeks off, your spouse gets 6 weeks off, and whatever. But what they fail to tell you is, guess how much their taxes are? Because they do pay for it. Their taxes are outrageous in England. And their gas prices are triple what ours are.
Right, and I still don't see how this is going to slow down the increase in the cost of the medicines. You know, if the company X produces a drug and they want to charge $5,000 an ounce for it, how are you going to stop that?
I agree. You know, this is a government that, is trying to steal from Peter and give it to Paul?
Yeah, and if a company in the United States can't sell a new drug for $5,000 an ounce, they're going to move to, Israel or Morocco, and then they're going to sell it for $5,000 an ounce to the United States. And if the United States says, no, we're only going to pay $3,000 or you can't, sell to our big market, I tell you what, let's see you enforce that because the Internet is out there.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, somebody said this to me. It was interesting. They said, you want to talk about the government getting involved, and like you said, the KISS theory, keep it simple, and certainly they're not doing that. Well, at one point, we had a great educational system. Somebody that's a teacher was talking to me about this and using the comparison. Then, of course, you had the Department of Education come along, was created, right? And guess where we are on that list in the world? We're like 38th on that list. So, and apparently we were much higher before the Department of Education. So go figure. Here we go again.
Well, and of course you had 12 million illegals come in, and then all of a sudden you had to have two teachers in every room to teach the same thing twice.
Right.
And then you have a breakdown in law because, hello, quote, illegals. I mean, you have no control over them. You can't. What are you going to do? Tell them you're going to put them in jail? They'll just leave. I mean, if you don't have a door in your house, anybody can come in, and you can't feed the whole world, And it's time that we close the door, and if you want to come in, fill out the paperwork and get in line. That's the way it is.
Yeah, I agree. Other people have had to get in line, Tomas, and they try to do it the right way, and they've had to wait and wait and wait, and then they see what others are doing, and, why bother? It's a strange thing that's happened, and it's been allowed to happen over the last couple of decades because laws that were on the books were not enforced, or we wouldn't have this escalating problem and continuously turn a blind eye to it. I agree. You have a good one, my friend.
Thank you.
800-259-5791. We might be able to slip in another quick one. So some people think, in talking about the idea of, you know, what's so wrong with having this end-of-life discussion? In fact, the executive vice president from AARP released a statement that said, you know, hey, this measure is good. It's going to help people make the best decision for themselves, and it will also ensure that their wishes are followed. And to suggest, and this is what he said in his statement that he released, his name's John Rother, he said, to suggest otherwise is a gross and even cruel distortion, especially for any family that's been forced to make the difficult decisions on care for loved ones approaching the end of their lives. So, you know, there's just something to me. I agree, the do not resuscitate, that's all already out there. That's already an option in a living will, in a will. It's already an option to say that. If you're older, if you're in assisted living, if you're in care, absolutely. Your wishes are already out there. They can be out there right now when you're in your 20s and your 30s and your 40s. It doesn't need to be part of a bill that's costing all this money to have people that are going to consult you on this. At least I don't believe that it has to be there, right? Because I don't think that you can just completely pound the GOP for this. Because what they're trying to say is that the GOP is lying to seniors by convincing them that the Obama administration is going to kill them. And then that's exaggerated to use the word kill. I think what it is that we already have ways to push your wishes out there. And if we're spending seriously money that's allotted on this end-of-life discussion, I don't get it. Seriously, I don't get it. We're trying to reduce costs, right? We're trying to make health insurance more affordable. How is this more affordable? And to me, is it that old people are just such a burden? And so the idea is, okay, listen, here's the best option. Here's the option for you, because it's not going to cost us a lot of money. We don't need to go for a second and third opinion. It just looks that way to me. I've read this over 3 times, right? You be the judge, and then send me an email with your thoughts, americatonight.net.
Do not go gentle to that good night.